Ksuvas Perikhei Mishnah Gimel 5:3. The Mishnah has just established that since Midoraisa, the Torah says that Kinyan Kaspo, that which he acquires with kesef, with money, is considered part of his household and can eat truma if he's a Kohen, even if the thing the other is not. So Midoraisa, if they perform an act of kedushin, irisin, in which he's a Kohen and she's not, so really Midoraisa, she's allowed to eat truma from then on. We said Midorabanan, she shouldn't. Rabbi said no, lest she feed it to her siblings and other reasons as well. But then we said that if the deadline comes for him to marry her, Nisuin, and he doesn't marry her, he's required to support her financially, including providing her with food, and he's allowed to provide her food that's truma, and she can eat the truma, even though she hasn't yet done Nisuin. So the rules sort of changed. Now, the first part of Mishnah wants to say, what happens if he dies, the husband dies between the Erisin and the Nisuin, and he is childless, but he has a brother. So therefore, Yibum kicks in. So there's now a new connection between her and another man, the Zika of Yibum, that he now is required to marry her, and she's sort of like attached to him until they resolve that, either through Yibum, them getting married, or Chalitza, them severing that connection. So the question is, does the Yibum connection allow her to eat Truma? Now, the Bar Tanura learns like Rashi, who says that you need a Kinyan Kaspo, a Kinyan that's affected through money, like Kedushin, but this is called like a Kinyan Achiv, it's like his brother acquired it for him. The Yibum connection is not a Kinyan Kaspo, and therefore Midoraisa, a woman who's called a Shomeres Yavam, waiting to do Yibum, she is not Midoraisa allowed to eat Truma, even though her Yavam, the man to whom she is now connected and she would marry, the brother-in-law, even if he's a Kohen, doesn't help. And that being the case, the Mishnah makes the point of saying it doesn't matter whether the majority of the time she was, already married of the 6 months, more than 6 months, let's say, of the 12 months that she needed to wait to the deadline. It doesn't matter if the majority was spent being legally married to the first husband or to the second husband. It makes no difference once there's Yibum, so then she is no longer entitled to eat Truma. And according to the Bar Tanura, like Rashi, since it's a Doraisa issue, even if the 12 months had passed and she was eating Truma, once her husband dies, and she now becomes a Shomeres Yavam, she's waiting to do Yibum with her brother-in-law, so now she has to stop eating Truma, because that relationship doesn't qualify as Kinyan Kaspo, and therefore she's no longer allowed to eat Truma Midoraisa. That's what the Bar Tanura learns explicitly, and that's how we learn the words of the Mishnah, which are as follows. Hayavam eino machel betruma. The fact that she has a Zika connection to a Yavam, her brother-in-law, doesn't allow her to eat Truma, period. Asa shisha chadash mifnei abal v'shisha chadash mifnei Yavam. If she was 6 months already married legally through Erison to the first husband, which means Midoraisa, she could have eaten, even though she didn't, and then 6 months with the second, the Yavam, so now even though the deadline's passed, or vafil kulam b'fnei bal, doesn't matter if she had been married essentially the entire year to the first husband, v'chas yom echad b'fnei ayavam, and just 1 day's missing from the one day less than a full year when he died, or kulam b'fnei yavam, or the whole period between the erison and the actual marriage was when she was actually connected to the yavam, chaser yom echad b'fnei abal, except for that very first day before the first husband died, that 1 day she was in arusa to him. In all those cases, it doesn't make a difference. Eino ocheles b'truma. She may not eat Truma once she's a Shomeres Yavam. It doesn't matter, the deadline's passed. The Yibum connection doesn't allow her to eat Truma, period. That's what the Bar Tanura learns, like Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos, they find that hard to understand because you see the Mishnah seems to be really dancing around not being a full year. And therefore, according to Tosfos, if a full year passes and she was engaged, meaning an Arusa, the first legally married, to the first husband, and now he was supporting her. Now, and then he dies, so then she could continue eating Truma. They hold, Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos holds, that the Kinyan that's affected through the brother for Yibum is sufficient on a Doraisa level to allow her to eat Truma, and therefore, if she started eating Truma, she can continue, says them. Which is how most learn, but not the Bar Tanura, who learns like Rashi. Now, next part of Mishnah kind of reverts back to this topic in general, and it considers the question of the girl eating Truma prior to the Nisuin. So now, if you think about it for a second, there are two things that we said which don't exactly square up one against the other. On the one time side, we said, and we're going back to a couple Mishnayos ago, that a woman from Erusin is allowed to eat Truma Midoraisa, just we're afraid, for some reason, like we'll call it the siblings. She's afraid, we're afraid she'll give it to her siblings. Also, and therefore we said, no, too dangerous, forget it, since Truma is Misa B'dei Shemaim, it's such a strong Isser, forget it, she shouldn't eat Truma, let's be rather safe than sorry, until she gets Nisuin married properly. That's one issue. Then we had a second issue, which was the husband, if he doesn't step up to the plate in time when the deadline passes, he has to support her financially. Those are two totally separate things. And we said, oh, if he's supporting her financially, he can support her by sending her Truma. Like, why do those two things connect? Maybe he should have to support her financially but not give her Truma. Why should the fact that he's supporting her now say we're not afraid of her giving it to her siblings? And other reasons as well. And therefore, that being the case, the Mishnah here makes that point and says, Zu Mishnah Rishona. Originally, in the first versions of when they were codifying the Mishnah, they codified it as such, that the husband was permitted to use Truma to feed her once he had to support her, once the deadline passed. That was the original version of the Mishnayos, like as they're putting them together, but not the final version. But later on, Bezdin Shel Acharehen, a subsequent Sanhedrin after that. So let's just put dates on it, but these are fictitious dates, just to make the point though. Sometime in the first century of the Common Era, when they were putting together late Tanaic period, but not yet time of the Mishnayos, they said, yes, she could eat Truma after the deadline. But now later on, before the Mishnah was finalized, they said, no, Amru Eina Isho Cheles Batruma Achetikanes Lachopa. They changed their minds and they said, no, even if he's supporting her financially and sending her food, really best, we're not allowing her to eat Truma until she goes through Chuppah and is in the Suin and married functionally, properly. The reason why the subsequent Bezin, let's say the second century Bezin, right before they're codifying the Mishnayos, changed their mind is they were concerned with something else. They were concerned that maybe he would find out something about her that made him claim this whole thing was a mekach taos. Like, for example, we saw in the Mishnayos a scenario in which he thought that she was a basula, but it turns out she wasn't, and therefore he wants to essentially get rid of her and not pay the ksuba, claiming that it's a mekach taos, that he was tricked, that he was misled when he with the kedushin, he thought he was getting a basula and she wasn't. So if something like that happens, and there are lots of other ways you could imagine, any mekach taos is a scenario where the bezin says, listen, if he knew the facts, he would have never agreed to marry in the first place, back at kedushin time. So if that's the case, so then we're saying that the kedushin never was. It retroactively says that act was under false pretenses and it wasn't a kedushin act. And that being the case, she would never be permitted to eat Truma. So we're afraid that he'll marry her, Nisuin, she'll move in, he'll say, uh-oh, this is not what I bargained for, I was tricked, and therefore he will say that it was a mekach taos, therefore the kedushin was a kedushin, therefore her eating of Truma in that interim period, before he actually married her with Nisuin, but he already married her with kedushin, the first step, she was already eating Truma, since the kedushin's retroactively said is not valid, she was eating Truma not as a Kinyan Kaspo, not as part of his household, and therefore she's Chayav Mitzvah Shemaim, that's too severe, and therefore the rabbi said, forget it, we're not allowing that to happen. We're going to say, listen, until she formally moves in, act of chuppah, and nisuin proper, she's not permitted to eat truma at all. And that would be then, if there's something lamaisa here, that would be the halacha lamaisa.